Welcome to Ortiz on the Air. The brand new podcast starts today. And I'm very, very excited for this because this is something that I'm very passionate about, which is like sports, football, diving into details of different games and players and, and why certain things the way they are, because a lot of things can be just straight up unfair sometimes. And so, I'm just excited to start this new journey, starting this new podcast, and also I got new equipment. So thanks to my mom and thanks to my wife, for getting this stuff together, because this is something that I've been talking about for pretty much going on a year now. And so I'm just super excited about it, and I cannot wait to start right now. And so we're actually going to jump in. This episode is the road to the playoffs, and we know that making it to the playoffs is huge and it's very important. No one plays a game just to play regular season games. In my opinion, I have high expectations for my teams. If you don't know yet, the Cincinnati Bengals are my number one team. Joe Burrow is the greatest quarterback of all time behind Tom Brady. And you can add your comment, you can add your opinion about it, but I don't care what you have to say, because Joe Burrow is the best of the best. And probably one generational talent, in my opinion, and probably way better than Pat Mahomes. And I'm going to go into that because they match up this Sunday at 4:30. So I'm very excited about it. This matchup, has been such an amazing matchup for the past 2 years. They've versed a couple times in the regular season, in the postseason, and just, it's exciting, right? Two great quarterbacks go against each other for the past 2 years, and this year is going to be a little bit different because Joe Burrow's out for the season. Pretty hurt about it still, but I just pretty much just accepted the fact that, hey, get better, get healed, get 100%, and come back next season 110% and ready to go to make it to the Super Bowl. And so now we have Jake Browning. Jake Browning really surprised me a lot coming into, the Baltimore game and then losing against the Steelers and then, making a huge impact against the Colts, making a huge impact against the Vikings. Which was just, it was incredible. And especially, right after the Steelers, we had the Jaguars, and that game was just incredible. I mean, he threw, I believe, for over 300 yards. He had a pass completion for pretty much almost, I believe, like 80%. And so it was just really, 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 really incredible. And so it's exciting just to see him, have his moment, to see him have his opportunity. And so it's going to be an exciting matchup because, one, Kansas City has not been that great this year. Their offense, the wide receivers, have been dropping passes, has not been taking accountability for their actions, there's a lot of frustration, obviously, going into that locker room, and watching, obviously, the interviews and the press conferences. Pat Mahomes and the team, they're not happy about it. And which makes me a little bit happy because, they've been on this cloud nine and, they've been on this mountaintop for the past, 3-4 years. And, it's time to see what you can do when you verse adversity. And, so for us, for the Cincinnati Bengals, for my team, this game's important because, one, we have to win this game. If we don't win this game, we're probably not making it to the playoffs. And our season's over. Would I be mad? Would I be upset? I would probably be a little bit sad. But I would be very happy because just the simple fact of just how this team has overcome adversity and what they had to play through. Injuries, losing their franchise quarterback, getting the backup quarterback in there and just hanging in there and fighting for each other. Right, to get these wins, to at least make the playoffs, and to have people understand, like, hey, yes, Joe Burrow is amazing. Yes, Joe Burrow is the greatest of all time. But, hey, we don't need him right now to make it to the playoffs because we got the players that we need to make it right to the first round of the playoffs. And for me, that just adds more confidence as a fan because I know that going into next year, there's going to be more energy, there's going to be more fuel, there's going to be more everything going into next season. And so I really hope that we make the playoffs this year, you know, for the third consecutive year. You know, that would really make me even more excited to watch, you know. But what's really, you know, what's really good, though, is that Taylor Cam Britt is, he's off of IR. And then you have Chase might come back. I know he had a shoulder injury against the Vikings. And so that was not really good to see, but he might be back. And so those are the two players that you actually want back because, I mean, Cam Britt is amazing. I mean, he's phenomenal. He has energy to the defense and just overall is just a true leader and gets his job done the way it's supposed to be done. And so I'm very, very excited to see that, to see him play on Sunday at 4:30, and then also hoping for, you know, Chase to be back. You know, T. Higgins is back. But what really stood out to me is Chase Brown. Chase Brown is doing his thing, man, and that is amazing to see a rookie. You know, he got hurt in the beginning of the season, came back, and he's doing his part. And so it's really, really cool to see that. So I'm super excited to see his progression and his growth throughout the years. And yeah, so I'm excited to see what this matchup is because Joe Burrow's not in this matchup. It's Jake Browning. So it all comes down to this team coming together, being efficient, not coming out flat, and winning this game and working together and never giving up like they have been for the past, you know, three games in a row that they have won. So I'm just very, very excited about that. And like I said, go Bengals, hooday. Super excited about that. So if you're a Bengals fan, let's go. Let's continue to have faith in our team because it's time, baby. We're about to make these playoffs. So the next topic that I actually want to talk about too is Russell Wilson getting benched. Now, that was actually a pretty crazy storyline that came out yesterday. And I was pretty upset about it because, I mean, I get it. If you're not producing, right, and you're not, you know, playing to the level and the expectation that you're supposed to be playing, I get it. You know, yes, you have to sit down. Yes, we're going to try someone else, you know, to boost the offense and just boost the team overall. But, I mean, realistically, Russell Wilson for the past, I believe, like four games has thrown over 200 yards every game for the past four games, right? And so his pass completion rate is 66.4%, which is not that far off from Pat Mahomes. And I believe Pat Mahomes has a 67% pass completion. But also, Russell Wilson has been sacked 45 times. 45 times. Now, Joe Burrow was sacked 51 times in one season, but still got the job done, right? So that's why he's the greatest of all time. But my thing is that you have to have accountability for not just your quarterback, but for your offensive line, for your wide receivers, for your running backs. Like, you can't always rely on the quarterback to take the team to where you want to go. Now, I get it. The quarterback's the leader of the whole offense, and the quarterback runs the offense, but other people have to do their job as well. And if I was the owner of the Denver Broncos, listen, we got to fix every area. We have a top 10 quarterback, in my opinion. So let's get these pieces. Let's get this line right. Let's get our wide receivers together. Because one, the only best wide receiver they have is Jerry Jeudy. And KJ Hamler is out. He's been out, I don't even know, before the season even started. So, I mean, really, who do you really got on the Denver Broncos to really take you far? Anyway, besides Russell Wilson and you know, Sean Payton, but is Sean Payton really Sean Payton? Because I don't really think Sean Payton has done anything since Drew Brees. And that's my opinion. And the thing is to bench him and they're talking about it's, you know, financial reasons, so they don't have to give him that $37 million if he gets injured, and if he doesn't get injured, and you know, he goes through the season, they can cut him at the end. And look, stop trying to find these one-hit wonders. Stop trying to like put people in pieces that shouldn't be in that place in the first place. Like, stick with Russell Wilson. Get the players around him that he wants. Revolve that offensive system around him that is made for him so he can do something. I mean, he's shown it year out and year out in Seattle. And in my opinion, I believe that Russell should not get benched. And I believe that they should continue to pay him and continue to invest in the offseason, right? And so, but again, that's just my opinion. I feel like they shouldn't have benched him because he's a great player. And there's a lot of potential there. But you have to be more than just a coach. You have to be a leader. You got to know what you're doing, right? And so I believe Drew Brees ran that offense more than Sean Payton did. But that's another episode and another story. But, I mean, 8 interceptions this whole year. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. I mean, come on, people. Really. And, I mean, it's not bad at all. Patrick Mahomes has 14 interceptions. There's a couple quarterbacks that have about 15, 17 interceptions in this season. So that tells me he's really not that bad. So there has to be accountability and self-checks in that locker room because, in my opinion, I feel like they're losing out and they're doing a disservice to their organization, even though Russell Wilson is 36 years old. But again, hey, that's for another conversation. So I felt bad for him in so many ways, and you know, I wish that they would just invest into just different players in the offseason, you know, in the draft, and you know, in free agency, and get the players around him to make those plays that are needed. And so it's just a bummer, right? And so I really want to touch on the Lions versus Dallas. Now, what a big game for both teams. You know, this is for the Lions. You know, they can tie for the first seed. You know, they're tied right now for the first seed. I believe they're the third seed in the division. In the conference, and so it's just going to be a big, big game for Dallas, you know, to see what Dallas can do. You know, can Dallas stop the run? They haven't really been really great at that, and you can obviously tell by when they versed the Bills. The Bills just ran over them like it was nothing, and the Dallas defense acted like they didn't know how to tackle and they didn't know how to stop the run. So can you stop Gibbs? Can you stop Montgomery? Can you stop that duo? For them to just have a one-dimensional offense and all they can do is pass. Can you really do that? I don't really think so. You know, I really think the Lions will take this dub. I think that they have, you know, obviously winning the division, being division champs, and doing all of that fun stuff throughout the season, winning games, you know, having to overcome adversity. I mean, they really shocked me. I mean, I'm from Detroit, Michigan. Lions is, you know, they're in my top three favorite teams, but they really shocked me a lot. And so there was a couple mishaps, you know, within the Packers game, within the Bears, and things like that. Can you not, you know, can this team not make these mistakes in this big game and then heading into the playoffs in the first round? Can you continue to be consistent in these next 2 weeks and then going into the playoffs to make it to where you want to go? Because yes, division champs is good. Yes, they haven't done that in 30 years, but the expectation is making the playoffs and having a playoff win. That is my expectations for the Detroit Lions, is to win their first playoff game. That would make me really happy and really proud of them, you know, obviously to do that and to fight the adversity that they've, you know, overcome for the past, what, 30 years since they won a divisional championship. So that's really, really cool. And again, that really, really surprised me. You know, a couple of players on the Lions that has really, you know, standing out to me is Brian Branch. I mean, Brian Branch came out the gate, you know, really doing his thing, really showing why the Lions didn't make a mistake by picking him. And, you know, he's showing his worth. He's showing exactly what he can do. And that is phenomenal. And so just very, very excited for that. And just very excited, you know, to see what Brian Branch does for the rest of his career. And then also Kirby Joseph. I mean, the dude's a stud. And that's one of the players that's a scary player on the field as well. Right behind, you know, Brian Branch is Kirby Joseph. And, I mean, the dude is phenomenal. Just continues to have an impact on the defense, continues to have impact on the game. You know, interceptions, you know, getting tackles, just doing his job. I mean, there was a couple mishaps throughout some games, but, I mean, you it's kind of, I mean, I can't say for him to be perfect every single game, but to make impact plays when they need to be made. And I feel like both of those guys really do a good job of that. You know, and there's a couple other, you know, players that I didn't get to mention on that defense as well that makes impact plays. But there's another one, but he's on the offense, and that's J-Mo. I'm a really big J-Mo fan. I watched him, you know, when he was on when he was playing with Alabama, and he's just an explosive wide receiver. You can't stop him off the top, and you can't stop his routes neither. And the dude is fast, especially if he gets, you know, if there's a hole in that field, he's gone. I just really hope that the Lions use him, especially, you know, in this Dallas game, going into this Dallas game, and also going into the playoffs, because we all know, you know, St. Brown is going to be double covered. Laporta is going to, you know, is starting to be double covered, and they're going to do their best. Every team is going to do their best to stop that run. And so, just, you know, calling great plays, tricky plays, that have worked, continue to, run different schemes. And, I think the Lions have a chance to winning the first playoff game. And so I'm very excited about that. And just excited for these players, because, you know, yes, you get paid millions, but you play, one, to have fun, but also to win. And winning is always fun, and winning always has this great feeling at the end of the day. And knowing the hard work that you've put in, these players deserve, you know, to have a winning culture. And so I'm very excited to see that. And just very excited to see, you know, the matchups this weekend. You know, the Browns right now play the Jets. It's the, you know, obviously the Browns is in our division, so I need them to lose tonight. And then, you know, you have the Steelers, you know, you have the Seahawks. You have really great matchups this weekend, so very, very excited to see that. And then also, you know, you have, you know, the Rose Bowl and the Peach Bowl. And so very excited to watch those games. Very excited to talk about those games as well. So let me know your thoughts, you know, on anything that I said. Let me know what you thought about the, you know, the Bengals on Sunday at 4:30 versus Kansas City and Arrowhead. And we're going to touch on the Lions game and the Dallas game as well, you know, next week. And, yeah, so very, very excited. We're going to see how this Russell Wilson situation plays out as well. And yeah, so super excited, you know, to do this. This is the first episode. These games matter now. December is probably one of my favorite months, because football is just very electric and ecstatic, and just everyone's wanting to win and playing hard. So, and giving it their all, and coaches are throwing all of their plays out in the air. So very excited to see, you know, what's to come in these next couple of weeks. So thank you for watching, and thank you for joining. Make sure that you subscribe to Ortiz on the Air right down below. And there's going to be many more episodes. We're going to get in the nitty gritty as the episodes, you know, continue. And we're going to be talking about more. We're going to be talking about, obviously, football, the NFL. We're going to go into a little bit of college as well. And then we're going to, you know, obviously the draft is coming in a couple of months, so we're going to touch on that later on. But I have a lot in store. I have a lot of plans for this. So I'm very excited. Go Bengals, go Lions, and see you guys on the next episode. Let's go.